It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone, and I look forward to his conversations. We started up with this last year because, you know, we have people that love to go in the back countries in our area. And so we decided to get a hold of Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And we're not quite there yet, but we want to kind of get on and talk about, you know, what's coming and how to be prepared and what you need and you know, just how to be safe when you're out in the backcountry in our area. So, Brett, great to talk to you, and thanks for taking out the time.
Hey, this is great. I'm excited to speak with you here every week this coming season. Hopefully folks will get something out of this and get a little education about staying safe in the backcountry.
And the one thing, as we were kind of deciding when we wanted to start talking about this, it's not really that bad yet, but it has the potential always to get there and get there really quickly. So we just kind of wanted to touch base with people and let them know, hey, this is some of the things that you need to have ready. These are what you should be doing as you're heading out, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so far, things started off fairly average up in the high country, but we've kind of gone through a bit of a dry spell now. Overall up there, there's not really a whole lot of snow, not enough to do a whole lot of recreating. You can scoot around on skis and snowshoes a little bit, but you really can't do any downhill activities in most locations. Snowmobiles you're able to travel, but you're pretty much sticking to the Forest Service roads, so you're not clobbering rocks and whatnot. So we're dealing with about 20 to 30 inches of snow up there. And in the higher terrain, this is, of course. You know, this is like 8,500 to 10,000 feet in elevation. And that snow has been sitting around, and that's not really what we like. What happens is when that stuff sits around, it changes. It changes grains, and instead of this light, fluffy powder that packs real nice, it becomes this sugary crystal, and it's like loose sugar, and this can potentially cause unstable conditions once we start adding more snow on top of that sugary layer. It won't hold the new snow very well. So it's kind of a concern, and that's what mainly keeping an eye on up there right now, just how this the snow that's already on the ground, how it progresses, how it changes before we start getting more storms. And it doesn't look like anything real promising, at least until around Christmas. It may be a slight pattern change then, but it's not real promising right now. So anyway, we're kind of just status quo, but it's a good time to get folks thinking about winter a little bit and tell them some of the stuff that they can do to prepare for the winter.
Right, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk about, is the fact that, you know, there are certain things that everybody should have when they're headed out and about.
That's right. So, you know, if you're getting into avalanche terrain, and that's the steeper terrain, anything over 30 degrees in steepness is basically avalanche terrain, and it's steep enough to cause avalanches on that slope angle. So, if you're getting into avalanche terrain, what you want to be able or what you want to carry is an avalanche transceiver. This is an electronic beacon. And an avalanche shovel and an avalanche probe. And those are the three main safety tools that you need to stay safe out there. If it's your only chance, if you get buried in an avalanche, it's your only chance that your friends are going to be able to find you if everyone's carrying that gear. So what we always recommend at the beginning of the season is pull out the beacons, change the batteries, do some checks just, you know, in your backyard. Make sure they're working properly at a distance. Make sure that all the transceivers in your group or the beacons in your group are picking up signals and sending signals at the distances that they should be. And then just practice with the shovels and the probes. The probes can get corroded over the summer. So it's good to assemble those and take them apart a couple times. It's always good for practice because we don't use these tools all that often. So a little practice just to make sure they're functioning properly. And just simple stuff like putting them into your pack or taking them out of your pack. Just simple stuff like that is really beneficial. So if it really comes to it, you're not going to be fumbling.
And that's the other important thing is, make sure that everything works like you were saying. Make sure you got it. Make sure it fits where you need it to fit. And the other important thing is really when we do these and when we talk about this stuff, we don't want people to not go out and enjoy themselves. Just go out and be responsible and be safe, right? That's the most important thing that you can do when you go do these things.
Yeah, and I think, Dave, that's kind of what we're trying to accomplish here with these conversations is just getting folks aware of the dangers out there and just know how to handle yourself because it's not dangerous all the time. And so the next thing after making sure you've got all your rescue gear together, you want to arm yourself with some knowledge. And the best way to do that is to check the daily avalanche forecast each morning. And this is updated by about 7 o'clock in the morning every day throughout the winter. We've started issuing forecasts already. And this forecast will give you information on how dangerous it is and what kind of terrain is okay to get into and what kind of terrain you want to stay away from. So it's probably the best resource for knowledge. Then if it's, if conditions are not that unstable, if it's fairly safe out there, then you know that and you can travel around at ease. But if it's dangerous and you want to, avoid those steeper slopes. Also on that forecast, we have some listings of other educational opportunities around the Skyline area. And so there's free talks and on snow trainings on that at the bottom of that forecast. And there, I think there's about three of them listed right now, and I'll have some more posted as I get some more information on a few other events that'll be coming along. So it's another good resource there at the bottom of that forecast for some educational opportunities.
All right, so there you have it. Be safe, get out there, make sure all your equipment works, and then check out the Utah Avalanche Center's website for all the info that you need as you're about ready to head out into the backcountry and have some fun. Brett, hopefully we'll get some snow and we can talk about this kind of stuff all the time every week. But until then, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll be in touch and in a couple weeks here, and we'll see if we've got some more snow and some more stuff to talk about. I appreciate it, Dave.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.